Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
The job of building 60 in-stream habitat structures in 1 week seems like a daunting task. But an energetic group of 60 natural resource managers, researchers, and volunteers finish all 60 in 4 days. The crew members come from numerous agencies, including the Bureau of Land Management, Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, the National Forest Service, Firefighting Hotshots, and Utah State University. The purpose of the project is to demonstrate how effective various in-stream structures are at improving habitat for the Bonneville cutthroat trout and restoring riparian habitat on a 2-mile stretch of Utah's Birch Creek, located southeast of Beaver, Utah. At one time, Birch Creek was rich with beaver, riparian vegetation, and diverse in-stream habitat, making it an ideal home for Bonneville cutthroat trout and sage grouse. But the beaver are now gone, and the once woody riparian vegetation has been largely replaced by an encroaching pinyon juniper forest. The creek is one narrow, ditch-like channel. According to Joseph Wheaton, associate professor in the Department of Watershed Sciences and principal investigator, without the help of man-made structures or beaver dams, recovery from this type of degradation could take centuries. The crews built a variety of simple structures, some designed to mimic beaver dams and others to imitate natural accumulations of wood and debris jams. Another structure is the beaver dam analog, which is a simple, cost-effective method of using posts and juniper branches, then adding rocks and mud to partially plug up the deliberately leaky dams. New pools form, old channels that haven't seen water for decades begin to flow parallel to the main channel, and formerly dry floodplains become wet sponges and wetlands. These wet sponges will release their water later in the season, providing additional moisture in drier times. Justin Jimenez, Fisheries Riparian Program Manager with Bureau of Land Management, explains, "We're working to improve the habitat for native fish by increasing the pool frequency and depth. The depth provides thermal cover, which is cooler for summer rearing habitat and warmer for winter survival. Before this project began, downstream water rights holders were concerned about how these structures would impact their water for irrigation. In response, Gary O'Brien, a geomorphologist in the Fluvial Habitat Center at USU, installed a common measuring device called the V-notch weir at the top and bottom of the 2-mile stretch to measure the discharge of the stream. According to O'Brien, once all the structures fill their pools and the system adjusts for infiltration, we expect the top and the bottom weirs to measure a relatively consistent discharge. By the addition of a pressure transducer in the pool behind the weirs, O'Brien will have continuous flow of data at every stage. With these readings, the ranchers can be kept up to date on the impact the structures have on the water resources. The agencies have agreed to remove the structures if gauging shows the structures are negatively impacting downstream water users. Throughout the project, UDWR, BLM, and the U.S. Forest Service will be monitoring cutthroat trout response, and USU will be monitoring how the habitat responds and changes through time. By monitoring the responses, managers and researchers will be able to make more informed decisions about which types and mix of structures can be most effectively used to restore similar streams cheaply across the state. This is Shauna Levitt for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.